Hey, good afternoon, everybody. Here we are at the 450th episode of You Can Build It, call-in talk show that has been hanging around for a while, obviously, 450 episodes. And in the last couple of years, to remind everyone, because of some of the things that I have been doing, most of our callers have been creative minds, people who are writing, artists, people who create things. And I call that the creative mind. This show was originally started as a how to grow a business talk show. And over the years, many people have listened and shared. And it's always fun for me to know that many of these people have done quite well in building their businesses. And the reason that I incorporated the more creative minds is when we started publishing, and I on social media, I started meeting people, I found out that a lot of them, very talented, didn't operate with a business mindset. So that's why we've blended these two, you might say, divergent paths into one road. I honestly believe that an author, a painter, an artist, a musician can, with the use of the internet, successfully market and build an audience for that talent, and hopefully at the end of the day have some money left over in their pocket. We're joined today by a good group of people. A brand new caller today is it's Silva, right? Last name is Silva. Is that correct?
Montoya.
Montoya. I'm sorry. You gotta. You know, I'm old.
Well, pick that up.
Yeah, and you are in the Los Angeles area, Ventura County.
Correct.
Why don't you, and take all the time you want, kind of give us you mentioned earlier you were an engineer and now you're trying to put things together. You might want to share with the audience what kind of things you like to write about. So go ahead and take a moment and let us know who you are.
All righty. My name is Albert Montoya. I've been an automotive engineer in the Valley for a while. I worked for General Motors for many years. I've since retired from that post, but along the way, I lost my first wife, and something happened in that grieving process, that I actually developed an ability to write. I didn't have that before. I tried writing fiction, but I really couldn't. I studied it, and I tried to develop myself as a writer, but never really successfully did that. Suddenly, I could start writing fiction. I could write poetry, a variety of different topics. I can just spontaneously almost. And so I've been excited about this new gift of mine. And I've been writing prolifically. But I had a job, so I couldn't really develop the writing and as a writer because I was an engineer. And of course, I had to make ends meet. And that left me with a lot of material and on that I've kind of housed, and now that I'm retired, I'm now trying to build that inventory of writing into finished works. And so my preference has always been historical fiction because I like the research aspect. But then when I was able to develop or write actual fiction spontaneously, I was very excited about being able to write that kind of material. And so that's a little bit about myself, who I am, As far as my profession, I'm right now we're also my wife and I are my new wife and I are actually traveling across the United States just to enjoy the beauty of our country and find a place more affordable to retire than California.
Very good. Very good. Well, Albert, I want to just mention at this time that you're a historical fiction fan. One of our regular callers, Lou McIntyre, is a published historical fiction writer writing some new books. I think there'll be some camaraderie generated between the two of you. Lou's wife is also a published author, and they've
Are you there?
I think we just
Hello.
Lost you.
Yeah.
All right.
Duck, you're gone. Did we chat him?
Yeah, there are several of us that are historical fiction. And I wrote a book that's fiction, but it's historical. And I know where you're going with that. So,
yeah.
Have you published any books?
No, this was a heavily invested research on my part. For years, I was developing the history between the Spanish fall of Alhambra at the Moors in 1492. I was trying to track a historical development of North American Spanish influence on the West Coast, but to do that, I found myself reaching back into 1452 when Constantinople fell, and I used a bridge. I was going to create a storyline from 1452 to the awaiting in the lobby, Columbus, 1492, and then pick it up by his travels and the Spanish conquest of Mexico through the central part of Mexico into the what was called Alta California. So I researched a lot of material, and then I started to write the fiction, thinking it would come easy with all the information I had, but it actually didn't happen.
Difficult. Are you striving to be a Michener?
Well, I'm very impressed with his work, and I would like to be able to say that I could write like that, but because I hadn't had the fiction capability, I wasn't able to do that. But now that I have that part, mm-hmm. that ability, I'm excited about the opportunity to actually finish that work. And bring it about as like possibly a three novel set, to take it into California. I think to do justice to the history, I think I'll need three books to do it in. And so that's my plan.
You've got the fever.
Why do you laugh?
Well, it's a bug. Hey, I came back. Can everybody hear me?
Yeah, we got you.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm very sorry about that. There are some other people. I know we've got probably our largest audience today. 646, is that you, Alex?
Yeah, that's me, guys. What's up?
Okay, real quick, everybody. This is Alex Davidov, a young man from the East Coast. A brilliant guy who just published his first book, which is in focusing on self-improvement. I'm going to let Alex, I'm just so excited about getting to know Alex. How old are you, Alex? I think you're my great-grandchild's age. I can't remember now. You're in your 30s, is that correct?
Yeah, I'm 37.
37. Family man. He is, I'm going to let him tell a little bit about himself. We're going to go back to Diane. I see that Lou and I don't know if Karen's with Lou today. They're here. And of course, Joanne Nesbitt, we haven't given her. Alex, take a moment and share with the audience why you're here and how you came about writing your first book.
Okay, sure. Basically, I opened up a group, a business group, and I started making daily dose videos on how to accelerate business growth for business owners. And the group kind of exploded, and after over 100 videos, I put all those videos into a book. And then I found Chuck through one of my friends that is also involved in martial arts, and found Chuck being really brilliant, and he gave me some really good tips on how to actually make my book profitable.
Well, I would like you to introduce how you got here, because of course I'm partial to your story, and I can see, okay, before he does this, one of the things that I feel is most important for creatives to also understand is that the real product is us. As Albert Montoya mentioned in his history, he is a fan of historic fiction and he loves writing. He found himself enjoying it. The real market or the real product here is him, not necessarily the book. So what the internet has allowed many people, many creatives to do is to build what we call an audience. And I know I bore some of our regular callers, but my associate and I have built an audience on our author website that has over 3 million pages read a year. And we've built a very large tribe of eager readers, always demanding more and not afraid to share their thoughts, which makes the sales of the books kind of an automatic. So Alex, tell us about yourself and how you got to where you are.
I'm, you know, really briefly, guys, I'm from Uzbekistan, and I came to the United States, kind of fled from Uzbekistan due to racial reasons. And then I continued my martial arts education here in the States. And then after graduating college, I started competing in martial arts and won a couple of world titles. And then opened up a business and was taking different type of business courses on, business growth. And then found myself being really successful in the martial arts industry. And then, that kind of led to, trying to expand my knowledge by attending seminars and functions to grow, which gave me even more success in my own businesses. And then I started educating people on how to build their businesses as well.
Very good. You are the example of, I hate to use cliches, in many ways, the American dream. And the thing that's interesting is martial arts, as we all know, is a highly disciplined activity. And it's that high discipline factor that allows many people who are involved in martial arts to adapt very well to the business climate. Because as we know, building a business takes discipline. It doesn't happen because we sit at the wall and what's the word they use? Manifest the success. Making fun of The Secret, but everybody knows who referred Alex to us, Diane, it was Jarara King. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Because as you know, Jarara is also a martial arts aficionado. And Jarara said, hey, why don't you give Chuck a call about your new book and see if we can get some help. And he he dissuaded Alex to follow some paths. And Alex just, here's the interesting thing. Alex did have a vanity press or vanity publisher agreement.
Ooh.
And they didn't do much for him, although he personally was involved, but they wanted him to buy so many books that it was almost impossible for him. I mean, you have to tie up capital. So what Alex just did, everybody, and if he wants to talk about it or anybody else wants to share, Alex just published the second edition of his book as a self-publisher. He had the rights. He just needed to make some modifications. I believe the Kindle book will be available, what, today or tomorrow, Alex?
Yeah, the Kindle book. So about the Kindle book, what I did was I published the second edition, just like, by the way, you know, if I wanted to buy the books in bulk, I needed to buy 1,500 books to get the same price as a KDP would sell for one book. You know, so that was an awesome thing to do. So I published it as a KDP like yesterday. It got approved, and then today I was going to publish it in the Kindle, and that's where I wanted to ask you a question. There's two options there. There is a 35% option, and then there's a 70% option in terms of royalties. I didn't know which one to choose, so I just saved it as a draft and not do anything yet.
What say you, audience?
Yeah, Jerry? I can answer that for him.
Here comes Lou McIntyre. Come on, Lou.
Yeah. Depends on your price. If you price your Kindle above $299, you can take either the 70% or 35%, and it doesn't make any sense to take the 35, but if you price below $299, you have to take the 35%.
Lou, by the way, I heard a lot about you, but it does give you an option to take 75%, 70% also. So I should, because
there's a minimum price you have to charge for it.
It's a $7.99. My Kindle version.
That's a great price. Keep it there.
What price are you charging?
$7.99.
$7.99.
$7.99.
That's a lot of money for a Kindle. The Eagle and the Dragon is like 1,100 Kindle pages. And I charge $3.99.
I see. Okay.
I would say most. Do you have a reputation as a writer?
No, this is his first book,
sir.
Lou.
Huh?
This is his first book,
Lou. Is that your first book?
Yes.
Is that your first book?
Yes. First book.
Yeah. I would price it not more than $1.99. You need to $7.99. My gosh, you're up there with professionally published books that have to be priced that way because that's the way Amazon does things. So I would look at something like $1.99. You're not going to make any money off of it. But as a first-time writer, what you want is visibility.
I have to disagree with you on that, Lou, with respect. He has a reputation in the martial arts field. So he's not just coming in as a new first-time fiction writer. He's coming in writing in his field of expertise.
And his
you can always raise the price later, but if you start with a low price, you're going to get more sales faster.
Got it. But guys, what I found is this book, right? It's not really about martial arts.
No.
It's about business value, like how to accelerate business growth. So for okay. business owner, which is my target, I mean, look, I would listen to whoever you guys are, have way more experience than I do. But just from logic, if I'm a business owner, for me to spend $8 on a book that might you know, make me hundreds of thousands of dollars is a no-brainer, you know, depending on how I market it.
Yeah. I'd like to speak on his book, which is a little different than what some of us have done. I read his book, and it's actually a year, 12 months, broken down into weeks that are Alex's suggestions on how a person focuses their mind in building a business. If any of you from the old days remember Og Mandino's The Scrolls, where in order to be to follow his tradition, you repeated a, you know, one, it took you 10 months to go through the exercise of Og Mandino's scrolls, and this was for self-improvement. What Alex has done is taken that concept, and I'm very impressed with the book. I just got to tell you guys that it's beneficial to anybody. It's well written. It's easy to read. It's not bogged down with geek speak and acronyms and all this kind of stuff. But it's basically a primer or a guide for a person who aspires to increase their business or start a business. And his response, I belong to his group on Facebook. I would say, aren't most of your members within your age group, Alex?
I mean, it's everybody, but I think primarily ages from 30 to 50.
Yes. And the response he gets, in his group is phenomenal. I'm not trying to dissuade Lou's excellent suggestions or Jerry's, but you know, Alex has a reputation in a geographic area, and obviously his focus is going to be locally in the East Coast, New York area, New Jersey area. And expand out from them. I looked at some of his videos from 10 years ago when he was competing internationally in martial arts. the videos alone are a thing of beauty. So the book is not about the videos. The book is the mindset. How to develop the business mindset. So I don't want to belabor this because I also want to hear from Joanne and other people today. But Jerry, did you have something to add?
No, I don't know anything to add to that, other than I'm fascinated and want to check it out. Alex, how do you spell your last name?
Alex Davidoff. So, D as in David, A as in Alex, V as in Victor, Y, D as in David, O as in Oliver, V as in Victor, Davidoff, Alex Davidoff. And it's called, Secrets on Accelerating Your Growth.
Secrets on Accelerating Your Growth. Okay.
Yes, sir. And I'll tell you what, he sent me a copy. I'll be honest with you. He gladly sent it to me. I have read it and I'm extremely impressed. Even though this is what I've been preaching for 50 years, he has some slants in there that are just brilliant. And Alex, I have to ask you, I have a hard time hearing sometimes. Which of the stands are you from originally? Uzbekistan?
Uzbekistan, yeah, Uzbekistan.
Uzbekistan, okay. Thank you very much. Yeah. And it's also true your parents are here with you also, right?
Can you repeat that?
Your parents are here in the States also now, aren't they?
Yes, we migrated in 1995 with the entire family, and we practically didn't. My dad and I talk about this in my book. My dad had $500 in his pocket with five kids and a family in the United States.
I think you guys are getting the drift of what this man can share for all of us. Anyway, thank you very much, Alex, and I hope you join us often. There's some really brilliant minds here, and what I love is there's very few places where you can go and listen to two people so politely disagree. And both of their comments are important. But let me say, we got 772. That's Jay. Jay, are you still here? Is Jay Cadmus
yeah,
still
I fell
here?
Off. I fell off for a couple of minutes and came back with a muted mic. So.
Okay, Jay. Let's see, 772 is... Who is 772? I just asked that question. Who's from the 772 area code?
It might be me. I'm talking to you on Skype. I had to come back in on Skype.
Okay, very good. I don't want to miss anybody, you know. Brianna, are you here? Oh, Brianna's listening in the background, okay.
I am muted. I'm here.
Okay. Very quickly, this is your first time with us, isn't it, Brianna?
No. Second.
Okay. Well, again, you got to remember who you're talking to. You know, I'm not the brightest, not the brightest chip in the pile here. Brianna is not only an author, for those of you that don't remember her previous, she's also a very accomplished artist. And again, I believe her effective use of social media, because she's really doing a great job with it, has, I'm making the assumption, increased her following and increased her sales. Could that be an honest statement, Brianna?
Well, yeah. Yes. It could be better. Let's just put it that way.
It always could be better. It always can be better. Okay. Joanne, you're finally back with us after spending 3 months traveling around the world. Are you there, Joanne? Did Joanne leave?
No, I'm here.
Oh, okay. Okay, there you are. You're 772. That's right.
I'm 772 Vero Beach.
Okay, Vero Beach. And what do you have to share with us new since your book recently published, The High Cost of Service? Go ahead.
Yes. And I had some people over for cocktails, and lo and behold, she belongs to a book club and asked me to be a speaker there and bring my book.
Very good.
That was
very
interesting.
Good.
And then I called the VA, and I talked to the VA, and they have a group on PTSD, and they want me to come and speak for them.
Fantastic.
Bring my book.
Cool.
So
oh, wait.
It's moving. The question I had, Chuck, was this.
Yes.
I had some really nice comments. One comment was that this woman felt like I had depicted her life in my book.
Wow.
And she thanked me. And I wanted to know, how do I get that comment onto my book review on Amazon?
Okay, I'm going to answer it based on my knowledge. You can't unless she does it.
Okay, uh-huh. All right.
That I don't spend a lot of time on Amazon because we sell more books off the website than we do on Amazon. And that's where the reviews that, you know, we engender. But if that author, that purchaser wouldn't mind, it's okay for you to ask her privately. But isn't there some restriction, Jerry, that she has had to buy so many books from Amazon or something? Maybe somebody can share the actual rules on that.
She has to have spent at least $50 in the last 6 months, I believe it is. Used to be a year.
Wow.
But I've been told that it changed to 6 months.
Okay.
Now, I may be incorrect. I don't hold me to that, please.
Lou, what's your opinion on that?
Are you directing that to me?
Yeah. Do you know any other new developments on the review process?
I wasn't aware of the threshold for getting a review. But yeah, that basically, hopefully she can do that. And if she can put a review up there, you know, then by all means, she should go ahead and do that.
Right.
And I guess my question is, my dear friend Nancy Henderson suggested that I talk to her and put it on my author Facebook page.
Mm-hmm. Yes. That was my next direction. Yeah. One way that has worked well is, I know Nancy has done it and we have done it. We first ask the person if we may. We don't always share their full name. And we put it in quotes. We post it on our author page. And we're actually we're thanking them profusely for the wonderful review. And again, your author page, as it grows and gets a larger reach, is going to be effective. The other thing that we've done, and I think Nancy may or may not have been doing this, and I don't know who else, we also will, there's a spot on the website,
right,
which is the about page of the author.
Uh-huh.
I find no problem in putting in block quote a review or two, a testimony. In fact, the theme that I use in WordPress allows us to do that very easily. Again, with the writer's permission, they may say, go ahead, use my full name, or I might say, Joanne N. You know, I mean, not give their whole name. So Amazon is important, and there is a method which you can't put it up there, you know?
No.
That's the problem.
Right.
Okay. But you can disseminate that on Twitter. You could disseminate it on, you would send them to a page on your website that had it, a testimony page. Mm-hmm. And a lot of authors have successfully incorporated testimony pages on their websites.
That's wonderful. I have one other thing, and then I'm going to shut up tonight. We were fooling around with Alexa, and I don't know if you have Alexa or not.
Yeah.
But I asked Alexa, who is Joanne Nesbitt?
Mm-hmm.
And she came back with, Joanne Nesbitt is an author. She wrote the book, The High Cost of Service. I was so pleased.
That's phenomenal. Very good. Well, I don't have Alexa. And, you know, we still write things on tablets and tiles and stuff and scratch things on the wall at our home. But I understand that it is amazing, because I know that if any of us Google our names in quotes, those of us that have been active on social media effectively will be amazed at how many places you show up. And of course, Alexa is part of Google, or no, Alexa is Amazon. And the fact that you are on Amazon, that was the connection I was trying to get to.
Right, exactly.
Now, I'm glad you said Alexa, because there is another website on the internet called Alexa. Isn't it called Alexa? Yeah. And years ago, that used to be, is it Alexa? Come on, help me, guys. What is that ranking? It's a website ranking system.
No, it's not Alexa.
Echo? No.
No, it starts with an A.
Yeah. Hmm. I'm drawing a blank. I used to use it a lot when I was selling websites, but
yes.
I just sold them. I don't know how to use them.
Right. Well, here's the Alexis. I think it might be
Alexis. Yeah.
Okay. that used to be, as Jerry mentioned, a hot spot to be, and they did give us ranking. Then they did, like most places, they it's now, if you want, there's, you're literally buying your position. If you pay them the monthly fee, you will see your site expand in the records that they give you.
Mm-hmm.
And the minute that you stop paying them, you won't be found as easily. So obviously mm-hmm. we quit paying Alexis. I just wanted to share that little anecdote. I'd rather be well known on Twitter, Facebook, and other places than on Alexis. But everybody can do what they want to do. Let's see. Oh, we have to celebrate an anniversary today. I want everybody to be aware of the fact that today is the anniversary of Nancy Lou Henderson's publication of her first book.
Yes.
Wow. Congratulations, Nancy.
Thanks.
Congratulations.
I wish we'd gotten all four of them in the first year, but we'll get there.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, well, I was a little shocked today when I saw that, and I went, wow. Hmm. A long year, but a eventful year.
Yes, it was. And it's interesting what can happen, because actually you didn't make your presence known until April of the previous year, April of 2018, right?
Yes, it was, I think April 18, 2018 was right. When I met you and we started with the website and all of that. And like the fourth book, the first book had to be all typed in, and it was me writing. The two right. middle books were mostly Frank, so it was not as much. And so from then, everything was shared from then on, people worry about that, and a lot of people won't do it. But if they're not known, if they don't share something, it might be an excerpt or something, you know, every once in a while to let people kind of to intrigue them. I don't think it hurt the sales of my books. I could be wrong, but I really don't get that feeling, because I think with the website, where I saw the most is the numbers up on the website. And right. that's phenomenal in itself for me, I think. You know, everybody does their thing.
Yeah. Well, Nancy, what you did is the one thing we discussed a couple years ago, is, and it, again, everything I say is something that works for us, and it doesn't necessarily have to work for everybody, nor should everybody do it. I mean, one of our favorite friends, Carmen Baca, does everything different. And her success is phenomenal. I mean, Carmen has her system and it works for her. Carmen tried the website. She said, hell, I don't need this. And she's successful at what she does. But what Nancy did was followed our suit and built an audience prior to the publishing of her book. And she did that by posting chapters as written in a serial version, which constantly was mentioned on social media, and traffic drove from social media to her website. People engaged in the comment section, engaged back on social media, got to know Nancy, which goes back to the original statement I made earlier. We are the business. The book is an arm, an extension of ourselves. A perfect example, again, is our new friend Alex here. His book is Alex. So I am encouraging him to sell Alex, not affiliate programs, not anything else. His story, his journal alone, if that young man sat down and started journaling what it was like for him at 12 years old, whatever it was when he got here, how he went through this, that blog would be highly read. Now, it would just happen to be on a website that you could also buy his book. This is my suggestion to Alex. I hope he didn't mind me sharing it. But we, not just me, we got the idea from Alexander Dumas, who wasn't allowed to publish his book because nobody thought it could be sold because he, you know, he was kind of an unknown. So he started putting chapters of The Count of Monte Cristo in the, I want to say newspaper, but the rag or whatever it was in those days. And he built such, the newspaper was selling newspapers like mad because everybody wanted the next chapter of Alexander Dumas' Three Musketeers. When it was all done, anybody who was publishing books at all wanted to have the rights to publish his book. That was something I'll never forget from high school. I was actually eighth grade is when I learned about that. And
you know,
so, go ahead. Go ahead.
Something that I wanted to share about Carmen. I've gotten to know her, and this woman actually promoted her first book for a year and a half before it was actually published and out there. She didn't share it, but what she did do was she went into different places and used the same type writings of how, what she, hers is magical. It's a long name, what she calls it. But she entered different short stories. People got to know her through those short stories. And when that book came out, they hit it. So she was actually, she's very, of course, she was an English teacher in college and everything, you know, but the woman had the skills to know that she could draw people in to this book, and she would keep doing trailers and different things, you know, and they came in and they're reading her other things, which went everywhere. I think she went everywhere with her stuff. And I think now she has like 37 short stories that have won contests.
Right.
The woman's brilliant at what she did, but she never shared a story like I have.
Right.
But she shared herself, which is what we all have to do. We have to share who we are and what we're capable of, I think. But that's just a tidbit there.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up, because the other thing that I have seen in the author world, there are 10,000 gurus who have all the answers, and it's always good to listen, digest, but then make up your own mind, because I've talked to Carmen also, and you can't knock her success. Now, her method may fit very well for Joanne or Lou or Karen or Jerry, you know, or people that are just listening to this program for the first time next week. But again, I'm going to encourage everybody, she's not here, but go to Facebook and get to know Carmen Baca, B-A-C-A.
Yeah.
She is so helpful in helping everybody.
Right. And, absolutely.
You know, and you know, she doesn't do things the way I do, but that doesn't mean she's doing a wonderful job.
Well, actually, she does. She promotes, and you promote. Yeah. I mean, the way we did it was promoting someone I was – totally unknown, but this was my drive, was to do this memoir. A memoir is a little different than writing. Of course, her books have, every fiction has true, but mine was a nonfiction memoir. So, you know, I'm telling the story. And of course, a year or so before you and I came in contact, I was sharing stories as I was writing them. And wrote some of them actually on my personal page.
Yes, you did.
So I had a little bit of an audience from there, mostly friends. I wasn't open to the world. But, and, you know, so it's kind of, I think they're different concepts for different things. And I think that if we can use some of the best from everybody, we're doing our, to listen to, we're doing the best for ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Well,
but
that's
I wouldn't
why
change what I have done. I wouldn't change a thing about it.
Right. You know, I appreciate you saying that, and I just want to go back into history. This program has been around for a while. I'm honored that it's the 450th episode today. And it started out discussing and sharing ideas on how to build a business from scratch. You know, the initial writing the business plan all the way through. But what's beautiful or what has, it's beautiful. The people that I met many years ago on this show shared their ideas, and all of us learned from those and chose, pick and chose what we, what fit our personalities and our goals. What I don't like are the gurus who tell you this is the only way to do it. No, that kind of ticks me off a little bit, because anyway, I'm a hard nose. I haven't heard from Diane. Are you still with us, dear?
I'm still here. Okay. Listening.
Well, give us some good news about your computer and anything exciting happened in the last week.
Well, my computer's working again. One day last week, I was working on something. I've got the book that I actually put together last year as a gift for my pastor's wife concerning the different prayers that we pray and things that we talk about and whatnot. I'm updating it. And last Tuesday night, I think I did a lot of work on it and saved it all. Wednesday, I went to do the same thing. I typed in several pages of stuff, and the computer wouldn't allow me to save.
Oh, no.
So there went down the tube. It was not allowed to save for an unknown user.
Oh, you were an unknown user.
Oh, yeah, really.
Oh, my gosh.
So, anyhow, the fellow that fixed my computer on Christmas night from not being able to use it at all for 2 months, I called him up, and he said he would come over. No, I talked to him on Wednesday night at church, and he said he was free on Thursday afternoon. He wasn't working, so I went and picked him up. He doesn't have a car. And he came, and he discovered that it was something that Microsoft had done on my OpenOffice program and cut that feature off because he said they
wow.
needed their products.
Yes, yes, yes.
So he didn't know what it was. He was just fooling, messing around with it, but he finally found that. So now I'm able to. So I've been doing a lot of work on that right now because that was something that was supposed to be the updated version for a Christmas present for her this year, which, of course, not having the computer, it didn't happen.
Right. Oh.
So I've been kind of working on that, plus a second volume as far as some other stuff that I've put together, and I know that she wants copies, and I would rather do that than print off dozens and dozens and dozens of sheets on the printer. It would cost me more that way than all the ink and paper that it would cost me. So that's what I've been working on there. I do want to get going on some new stuff. I've also got a short book that I'm supposed to finish reading and commenting on by an 11-year-old who is
wow.
an extremely good writer.
Wow.
And she sent me a couple of her short stories that she had sent in for contests. And I said, you're not only a good writer, you're a good storyteller as well for an 11-year-old. I mean, I've never seen an 11-year-old write this kind of stuff before.
Wow.
And also I've got another part manuscript from someone. I've been following her blog for a long time, and I told her that I would give her help. And even she's got multiple system atrophy, and she's got a lot of problems. And so it's basically her life story and what she's got, the different illnesses and different issues that she's had to face and whatnot.
And she's 11 years old?
No, this is another one.
Oh,
this
okay.
is a lady
okay.
that I've been following her blog for a few years now. And so she is. She has sent me her first chunk, and so I'm going to be working on that too. I told her that I would, do some formatting for her and everything if she wanted me to, which is down the road because she hasn't finished writing it yet. But she's taking it off of her blog basically, and then I guess redoing it or something. I haven't had a chance to look at it yet, but so that's what I'm involved in right now.
Very good. A lot of different ways to skin a cat. You mentioned the word blog. It triggered me. There's another way for those of you, most of you that have been around have heard this 100 times from me. But many years ago, not knowing any different, I did read an article about a free service called Google Alerts.
Mm-hmm.
Again, this was the time when I entered the internet and I wanted to get a gathering, a following, build a tribe. And who the hell would know a dumb farmer from Northern California? I mean, a lot of my neighbors knew me because I'm a loudmouth. But, you know, how would somebody in Florida know about me or Iowa? So I went to Google Alerts and I found out that if I type in keywords that are relevant to what I like, growing tomatoes, let's say, in those days, okay? Every day, Google would present me with excerpts of all the articles published in the last 24 hours in the world on growing tomatoes or whatever else it might be. And then, of course, you're allowed to choose as many different words as you want. Well, what I would do is read these excerpts, and if the writing or the information was of interest in a couple of sentences, I would go to that blog, read the article, and make a relevant comment. Not just, hey, great article. I mean, I would say something of substance. I know most of you have heard this before. I still get traffic on comments that I made 5 or 6 years ago on blogs, which means people read my comments that I made 5 or 6 years ago today and come to my website. Because you realize when you do comment on somebody else's blog or website, you typically put your URL in, and that is hyperlinked to your name. So they read your comment on the blog and you sounded, you know, okay. You sounded like somebody that has common sense or whatever. And they click on your name and bingo, where do they end up? They end up on your website. Mm-hmm. Google Analytics is the place that you can see where that traffic comes from. And it does amaze me. I also have a plugin on my WordPress site that's a little, I don't have to go to Google Analytics. And it gives me similar information. So thank you for mentioning blog, Diane. That's something that, again, a free service. When I wake up in the morning, the email is there from Google Alerts if anything has happened. It takes me 2-3 minutes to glance through those. I don't go to the blogs every day because some of it's crap. I don't want to go there. But at least I have the information to make the choice of going there. It is another way to build a tribe. Fast? No. But it also gives you an opportunity to let the world know who you are. And I think that's important also. Again, everybody's busy. They're tied up. Google Alerts. It's a free service, been around forever. I want to go back to Joanne Nesbitt. Are you there, Joanne?
Yes. I'm here.
Did you share with us, since you've been home, about your opportunity to meet a person of notoriety in the military world?
Which one are you talking about?
Well, I know you got a couple of them. So tell us how you met and what's the follow through on these people of influence. We're talking about influencers now, who happen to be influencers in the realm of what you wrote about.
Oh, well, are you talking about my trip to Australia?
Well, yeah, didn't you meet a general or something?
No, I didn't meet a general, but I met a man of high influence in there that was willing to help me, and he's been great. But I met him on a plane, going flying 17 and a half hour flight from Houston to Sydney, and of course we start chatting, and I met several people. One was from England, and she took my card, and I noticed that she bought a book. And so, you know, this happens just where I carry my cards with me, and it's amazing how many people are working with PTSD and how many people have issues with it. So it's been just absolutely great to be able to get to talk to these people. And then when they're so excited about it, it makes me even feel better. So, and when I get thank you for helping people out, that's the biggest reward.
Yep, thank you.
Absolutely.
Hey, everybody, I just looked at the sidebar. I saw a name from the past who I think even joined this call many years ago, Pete Balasich Jr. Are you with us, Pete?
Sure are.
Oh my gosh, there's your picture. What a handsome dude.
How have you been?
Pete, we go back a year or two, don't we?
20 years?
Yes, good call there. Did I send you an invite, or did you just find us through a talk show?
Oh, I just found you. I was thinking about doing another podcast again, and I was just on the support podcast, and I asked them a question, and they helped me with that. But then I seen yours up there, and I go, all right.
So, well, it's good seeing you. You look healthy. Out. Are you still involved in building businesses?
I am just getting started again. I kind of just got discouraged with the network marketing thing.
Yes.
And I'm all excited again.
Good.
But it's been
good.
About 5 years that I've been looking. I haven't found anything of substance that I want to get involved with. So now I found something, and I'm going to be doing a podcast. And then also, I have a channel on Amazon where I can feed my podcast into the channel and people can subscribe to it. And there's like 100 million people have a chance to find my show.
Okay. You know what? I would love to have you tell us more. You didn't know this, but it's 4:30 and my boss, who has been my boss for decades, says
Shirley.
This show. Yeah,
sure. Yeah, surely. It must be Shirley.
And so it is 4:30, and I have a few minute reprieve here, but we will be closing the show off. But what you just said, Alex, doesn't this make sense for you? The Amazon for the things. I'm trying to think of all those videos you made. I wonder if there's a tie-in. Peter, I know you weren't here, Pete, when we got to know Alex, a young man who is a world famous, a world champion martial artist, just published his first book on how to build a business the right way. And he joined us today and shared some ideas. But I want to know more about this Amazon thing. Does everybody else want Pete to come back and maybe share it next time or when it's convenient?
Absolutely,
for him?
Yeah.
For sure.
Okay.
Sure. Be nice.
Well, Pete, do me a favor and drop me at chuckbartok@gmail.com, please. Your best email, and I'll put you on our notification. This show is typically every Monday, but not always. You know what I'm trying to say. But anyway, and just to share back how we, years ago, there were different kinds of social media sites, which have pretty much been defunct now. But that's where Pete and I spent a lot of time. Wasn't one of them AdSense, Pete? Oh, no. What was the name of that?
Absence. I think that's where we first met.
That's right. And we met
Absence,
some great people.
Was it? Yeah. Or was Absence. It on TalkTube? I don't know.
No, I think it was Absence. It was Absence. Yeah.
Yeah.
But that ties in with what I say, the effective use of social media today. There is no excuse for anyone not to make a presence, not to leave a footprint. And I think the key ingredient is always deliver more than you promise. And also listen to those who want to follow you and provide them a solution they want instead of always be telling, always be selling, spend more time telling and asking. I just wrote a blog post, by the way. The sponsor of today's site, today's show, is chuckbartok.com. You don't have to buy a thing there. But I just posted a new article on building relationships. It's available to you in the, I think, the business blog section or the self-improvement section. If you do go there, leave a comment, because as we just said, comments on other people's websites benefit you and benefit them in search. So I just thought I'd share that. Anybody else have a final parting they want to talk about, something new, exciting, or make an announcement?
Well, I've been invited to make a presentation at the Bishop Hill Writers Conference coming up in April.
Oh, fantastic.
Bishop Hill is a small town over close to Davenport,
Davenport, Iowa. But it's got a nice community center that focuses on the arts. And they bring people in from all over the place. Town of 170 people.
But, fantastic.
It's not unusual to have a couple of hundred there for some function. So I'm looking forward to that. I think
that's good. And you know what? I'll make this public comment for those of you that are on the call. When I close the recording, this room stays open, and any or all of you are available to chat with each other, get to know each other better, and so on. We just won't be recorded. So I want to thank everybody for joining us on the 450th episode of You Can Build It, Your Business. And this is Chip Bartok signing off for the week. I'm off to a board meeting and a wonderful ham and white bean dinner. Thank you all.